It's a seemingly mundane thing that we all do as part of our shopping routines. We all use shopping trolleys. But how many consumers ever give a second thought to what organisms may be lurking in the trolley and causing harm to our health?
Sanitize all the way around the trolley, because a lot of people just use the trolleys and I don't know where their hands have been, so just to be safe.
I know it sounds weird, but I'm not like a germaphobe or anything, so I never think about stuff like that.
When you just want to go shopping, you don't even think about wiping the trolley. You just get the trolley and you start shopping.
Julie de Villiers is a mother of four and regularly uses shopping trolleys. But she says recently she found the cleanliness of the trolleys at her local supermarket to be less than sanitary.
Well, over the last couple of months, what I've noticed is, you know, they've got those plastic trolleys, and inside the trolley, especially in the corners, that's where a lot of basically filth. And, you know, you're putting your food in there, you've got your fresh produce, and not everything nowadays is wrapped in a box. And even if it is wrapped, those germs are still being transferred now from that trolley into your home.
Julie brought the state of the trolleys to the attention of the store manager, but she says her complaint was not welcome.
And this particular supermarket, I've been into not once, but twice, asking them to please come out and have a look at how filthy these trolleys are. Not one of those managers got off their chairs to even come and look. I got all kinds of excuses as to why they couldn't clean it, and, you know, it's not their responsibility. Well, it is their responsibility.
I went into the store in question and asked the manager if their trolleys are ever cleaned, and his response was that it's not their responsibility to do this. Furthermore, he said, the store provides sanitizing wipes and that should be enough. But is it? What exactly is the efficacy of these wipes? I enlisted the help of the microbiology department at the University of KwaZulu-Natal and set on a mission to do a little study of my own. The objective was to see exactly what germs, bacteria or other organisms, if any, existed in these trolleys.
So Kerry, tell me what you're doing here.
We're going to swab the trolleys now, but first we're dipping the swabs in some of the solution and we'll swab the handles. We're also swabbing all the areas that people generally touch.
So this is the place that a lot of people put their children into?
Yes, this is where the children usually sit.
According to a local health and hygiene firm, a 2011 study in the United States found that supermarket shopping trolleys rival the average public toilet as a health risk. But Julie feels the risk can be minimized.
Honestly, it's as simple as in the afternoon, once all the trolleys have been collected, they're all out in the parking lot anyway. Just go out at the end of the day and squeeze them all, just with a high pressure and some disinfectant. Really, it's not that difficult.
Coming up, I reveal the results of our experiment. Shopping trolleys may contain more dirt and grime than the average public toilet, a US study has revealed. A South African study has not been done. So, with the help of the microbiology department of the University of KwaZulu-Natal, we sampled 40 random trolleys from 5 of South Africa's leading supermarket chains in Durban. And the results were shocking. Professor Adi Olanirin is the Dean of the School of Life Sciences and lectures in the microbiology department at UKZN.
It's interesting to know that all the trolleys have got bacteria present in them. In a province where you have people that are immunocompromised, then it's a problem. The most prevalent microorganism or bacteria that we found was Staphylococcus. But this is not surprising because it's found in 35 of the 40 samples that you tested.
Sure.
Then this is also followed by a group of organisms which are generally called coliforms bacteria. And some of them are actually associated with fecal contamination, which is worrying. And we find that out of the 40 samples, 32 of them have got those group of organisms.
Can you tell me what kind of diseases do they cause?
They could cause a wide range of diseases depending on which organism you come in contact with. You could have things ranging from skin infections to food poisoning to what is referred to as septicemia, and this is when you have blood poisoning, which is due to presence of bacteria in your blood. You could have things like toxic shock syndrome, and you could also have the infection of the inner lining of your heart chambers, which is very dangerous to people. There are some other organisms which are also important. If you have organisms like E. coli, they can cause things from diarrhea to abdominal pain to fever to even sometimes vomiting.
Professor Olanirin believes that the host of organisms found on the trolleys had likely been transferred by people who don't wash their hands after using the toilet. He says the toilets are disinfected, but supermarket trolleys aren't. And these trolleys then become the breeding ground for bacteria.
You must remember also, a lot of people go to shops. Maybe they've just used some toilets, and in terms of sanitation practices or washing hands that are not done effectively, then you may find that kind of things on your trolley. The trolley can get contaminated if previous users have some meat products, especially poultry products which are associated with some of these pathogenic organisms that you can get exposed to when you use the trolley. And then you then stand the risk of either you touch it, it gets into your mouth, or from hand to hand contact. That's quite dangerous to see a lot of people doing that, which again can result into the spread of the different organisms that you don't want to spread around.
Coming up, I get the City Health Department's take on the issue, and a medical doctor weighs in on the diseases that can arise if one is exposed to the organisms found in our study. While most consumers don't think twice about using shopping trolleys without giving them a once-over with a sanitizing wipe, the City Health Department warns that it can expose you to more risk than you might appreciate.
If people practice poor hygiene, there's a greater possibility of transmitting microorganisms from one's hands to other surfaces. So certainly the wipes under normal circumstances would assist with the hygiene of their trolley, but it certainly wouldn't render the trolley sterile.
Neil Larratt is the Deputy Head of Pollution Control and Risk Management at the City Health Department. He says while they conduct regular inspections, this is not specific to trolleys, but to the establishment as a whole.
The Health Unit conducts inspections of all premises. The norm for inspections of food premises generally is a minimum of 4 times a year. Depending on our findings, we may give, for example, a verbal instruction to the store at the time. We may do a written instruction. One might serve a compliance notice, or one may in fact institute legal proceedings.
Dr. John Enoch is a medical doctor who believes that a stricter stance should be taken with shops that don't clean their trolleys. He says the diseases caused by the organisms we found in our sample study is cause for concern.
It's clear from the study that you've done that there's a high level of contamination on these trolleys. It is therefore imperative for people to take necessary precautions to prevent the spread of infection.
We did a very small study. We'd taken 40 random trolleys around Durban and we swabbed them. And I gave you the results of what we found. What do you think of the list of organisms that we found on these trolleys?
You all identified 10 different organisms, and notably, not a single trolley was free of any germs. 80% of the trolleys you sampled was positive for E. coli. More worrying is that MRSA, which is a methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, was found on 60% of trolleys. All of these organisms can cause serious illnesses, sometimes mild, but can be quite life-threatening as well. MRSA is particularly worrying because it is a very resistant organism. And to clear this infection, you need multiple antibiotics, very potent antibiotics, to get rid of it.
Dr. Enoch feels that there needs to be more awareness when it comes to the disease-causing organisms found on trolleys.
I think they need to be educated around the importance of clean trolleys, the spread of infections, and the burden this is to the health system.